In the years after the Civil War, amendments to the U.S. Constitution were written to provide former slaves with the same rights as white Americans. Those changes boiled over in conflict in the town of Colfax, Louisiana in 1873. The story of what took place there is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Grant Parish was formed around 1870 when William Smith Calhoun helped carve the territory from existing Louisiana parishes. Calhoun owned a large plantation here at the time of the Civil War.
So in 1860, William Smith Calhoun had 706 slaves. That was the fourth largest plantation in America at the time.
As Reverend Avery Hamilton explains, in the 1870 census, Calhoun is listed as living with an African-American woman and having a child in the home.
He was a Republican and became a friend of the blacks. Blacks were being elected for office because of the fact that you have a place here now where a large number of black men being able to vote.
In fact, black men had been elected to many local and state offices. There was a black U.S. senator and some black U.S. representatives in Congress in 1870.
The reason why blacks were being elected to local, state, and federal all across the South is because the Union Army still occupied the South, and they enforced those rules.
Those rules being the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. But in 1872, a contested Louisiana state election resulted in both sides claiming victory. Whites in the area locked local black officials out of their Grant Parish courthouse. A black militia came to restore order. When the militia left, tensions came to a head. A black man was killed by whites. Avery visited with a cousin and found he was connected to the story.
He said, you know, our great-great-grandfather was the first black killed. That was the first time I heard that.
That knowledge led Avery to continue uncovering a story that still impacts this town and this nation today. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Colfax, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.